Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, you have heard that President Muhammadu Buhari has directed all of his ministers and members of cabinet who want to run for elective positions, all the appointed people who want to run for elective positions to resign before Monday the 16th of May. If you want to talk about that story, please feel free to do that on today's Big Three. Now, of course, if you witness a story or a news event that you want Lagos to know about, please don't hesitate to call us on 01465-7175. That number leads you directly to our newsroom. So someone's going to pick up, someone's going to follow up on that story for you. Again, it is 01465-7175, and 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. So if you think it's news, it probably is. I have a great show for you today, starting with the Big Three. Let's talk about the Court of Appeals judgment about political appointees resigning before the primaries. Then let's talk about Moghalu, a former deputy governor, criticizing Emefiele. And then let's talk about Sanwo-Olu saying that he has transformed Lagos in 3 years. There's no glass ceiling today. Instead, it's day three of the I Beg to Differ round of 16. On Balogun and Broad, let's talk about the startup bill. What does it contain? What problems is it trying to solve? Does it solve them? Chief Andy Oboforibo will be here in the studio with us, breaking it down at 5 o'clock today. So don't miss that conversation. There'll be news updates for you, as always, at the top of the hour, every hour. But let's get started with today's Big Three. Lagos, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. It was Tamvita Kaushik.
Today, honorable judges, my moderator, timekeeper, my fellow co-debater, my name is Tamvita Kaushik. I'm 13 years old.
In March, it was Ruth Okorocha.
That's the moderator, honorable educators, co-debater, viewers, and listeners. I'm Ruth Okorocha, bonafide student of Kingsway College.
Who will it be in May?
Due to the economic situation of our country, individuals decide to migrate to other countries in search of greener pastures.
The I Beg to Differ debate tournament is back on May 9th.
1,862 data breaches were recorded, quadrupling the amount of data breaches in recent years.
16 new debaters.
Representatives of capital invested in the subsidized public education.
17 new debate topics.
How can you say you are punishing me and it's helping me? How? It's not a punishment.
And on Children's Day, we'll do what we usually do and end it with one winner, 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, and catch all the action Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. For partnership and sponsorship opportunities, send an email to ibegtodiffer@nigeriainfo.fm. Again, ibegtodiffer@nigeriainfo.fm.
This is the Big Three.
The Big Three.
On Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
What does the appeal court's ruling on political appointees mean? And does it matter since the president has told them to resign? Will Emefiele back down? And how has Governor Sanwo-Olu transformed Lagos? Those are the Big Three. Lagos, let's talk. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. The Court of Appeal has made a ruling on the Electoral Act's political appointees clause. That's our first story. As you know, Nduka Edede went to the Federal High Court in Omahia to challenge the amendment to the Electoral Act, which stops political appointees from contesting in party primaries without resigning. As you know as well, the federal executive declined to defend that suit. And as you know, The High Court ruled in Edede's favor and declared that amendment unconstitutional. And then the PDP appealed the judgment. And now the Court of Appeal sitting in Abuja has made a double ruling. On the issue of standing, the court has ruled that Edede did not have the standing to bring the case, so the case is dismissed. But on the substance of the case, the court has ruled that the original judgment was correct. Now, to a layperson, this may sound like a contradiction. In fact, I was very, very confused by this situation. And so I reached out to three lawyers to help me make sense of all of it. And here's what they said. First of all, Oji Oka said, quote, "I don't understand what I'm reading about the Court of Appeal judgment. If the court struck out the case filed at the FHC Omar here because the plaintiff lacked local standing, which is correct, how come the C of A, the Court of Appeal, also heard the main appeal and found the section unconstitutional? There's a rule that allows the Court of Appeal, after finding that it has no jurisdiction, to go ahead and pronounce its view on the merit of the case, just in case it turns out that its decision on jurisdiction was wrong. I do not think that rule could have applied in this case." He, however, said that if Nduka Edede approached the Federal High Court Omar here to declare Section 84.12 as unconstitutional and he succeeded, the PDP believes, the PDP appealed as interested parties, and part of their contention would have been that Nduka Edede had no legal standing to file the case in the first place. So the issue before the Court of Appeal shifts from substantive question whether Section 84.12 Evidence Act is unconstitutional to a procedural issue whether Nduka had the legal standing to have brought the suit in the first place. Normally, the Court of Appeal would tackle the procedural question first. If it decides that Nduka Edede lacked legal standing, the court can allow the appeal, set aside the judgment of the High Court, and strike out the suit. End of discussion. The problem with that approach is that Nduka Edede will then appeal to the Supreme Court to say that the Court of Appeal was wrong to hold that he lacked legal standing. Meanwhile, the substantive question remains unanswered. If Nduka Edede wins at the Supreme Court, he would return to the Court of Appeal to answer the question of whether Section 84.12 is unconstitutional. That usually takes several years. And then he went on to say, the lawyer Ojuka went on to say, that recently the Supreme Court introduced a new practice to save time. According to them, when the Court of Appeal is faced with such a situation, after making a finding on the procedural point, it should still go ahead and pronounce on the substantive point, so that when the case ends up at the Supreme Court, the court can take the two issues together and then decide once and for all. Now, of course, he's saying that he hasn't seen the judgment himself, so what he's currently talking about right now is purely conjecture. I also reached out to Liboros Oshoma. You know him. You listen to him all the time on the different shows on this station. And the first question that Liboros responded to me was, quote, "Can you determine an appeal on the merit after you have held the court to lack jurisdiction?" He then went on to say, quote, "No, it is strange to me. Taking it further, if you say the section violates the section that warns against discrimination, are we therefore saying that all rights are absolute without limitations? Are we saying that Section 66, 137 and 187 are all discriminatory too? This judgment is not law, but sentiments and opinions of the judges. However, my research has shown that the Supreme Court encourages the situation where the Court of Appeal determined jurisdiction and voided same, as in this instance. It must go further to state the court's position on the merit of the case. The essence is to avoid undue delay by way of remittance. The court is perfectly in order in the circumstances. Thank you." That's from Liboros Oshoma. Then I reached out to another lawyer, Israel Olawumi. Israel Olawumi says to me that the Court of Appeal declared the contentious subsection as unconstitutional since it denies a class of people a right to participate in the electoral process. So on that one hand, unconstitutional. So it somewhat upheld the decision of the Federal High Court voiding the Section 8412. But it also struck it out because it held that the Nduke Dede, who filed the suit, lacked the legal right to commence the action since he could not establish how the subsection directly affects him, especially because he's not a political appointee. Then he goes on to say, quote, "It's even a funny decision to me. The court says it doesn't have jurisdiction to hear the matter since Nduka, the guy who filed it, lacked the locus, yet he determined the matter on its merit, the unconstitutionality. They are confusing themselves," end quote. Israel Olauni with that message there. Several lawyers all saying that, it is an interesting situation, but this is why they've done what they did. Now, I want to know what you think. Now, all of this may have just become a moot point, by the way. All this grammar and this back and forth with lawyers, it may be a moot point because President Buhari, like I told you, as our first hard fact, has told his ministers who want to contest in the primaries to resign by next Monday. So you know that ministers are appointed by the president and serve at the pleasure of the president. If the president orders a minister to leave office, the minister cannot say, no, I'm not going. Right? But it's very interesting that the president has given this order in spite of the court case ongoing. I wonder if you think this is a sign that Aso Rock is concerned that the case will not go in the favor of the ministers and the ministers could end up being disqualified. Because now they have to resign if they're interested in running for office before Monday. What do you think about this situation, Lagos? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. I'm reaching out to more lawyers because I really want to hear what they have to say about this matter, to be honest with you. I'm not a lawyer. I prefer for the professionals to do the talking when, whatever news story pops up. So I'm reaching out to them and they're letting me know what they think. The more messages I get from them, the more responses I get from the different lawyers that I know, I'm going to share with you what they think. 99.3, hello, thanks for calling us. Hello. Thanks for calling. What's your name, sir?
Hello, good evening. My name is Francis, calling from Ikorodu.
Francis from Ikorodu, welcome.
Okay. I want to speak on the topic on the Stone News. I'm from Lagos.
Okay.
I want to ask, from you, I have not seen any achievement when Kokosolu do it. It's only grandmother is just picking up and I've not seen any achievement. If I'm moving Lagos away, come from Ikorodu to Imota, there's no road. When somebody was there, the road is okay. Go even everywhere, there's no road. Which Lagos are you talking about? It's only Agboro all over the place. And I'm talking about the topic of the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court and the National Assembly, they're the one that confusing Nigeria. I mean the judge. The lawyer and the court, they are the one that confuses Nigeria.
Okay.
Because they cannot stand in the when you are judging case, you're supposed to stand in the way and make it clear. There will just be dushing up and down, up and down, up and down. They're confusing Nigeria. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Francis. Francis says they're confusing Nigerians. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
This is
This is who?
Dan Baba,
welcome.
Thank you. I don't know why you say Sanwo-Olu said that you have transformed Lagos. From where to where? You see, when you drive on Lekki everywhere now, Okada drive one way. You see, last man knocking people down, all in the name of they want to arrest Danfo. I don't know why this man is like this. Is he using himself as maybe like a Tinubu aid that makes him to transform Lagos to another level? Please, I need to see the DC and read it myself, or please read it out. Look at the state of Lagos today, insecurity. Danfo driver misbehaving on a cold bridge everywhere. Okada now, even, I don't know if you've seen that in your office. In front of the government house at Marina, Okada at the always go there now, you see Okada passing there. Where did he transform Lagos to? Did he want to campaign for second term? The man should just go and rest. Or take his job as Tinubu aide, because the last time I see he was everywhere around Tinubu as if he's his senior assistant on media or whatever.
But you know that he has gotten the mandate to run for a second term. In fact, he said.
Who gave him that mandate?
He said Tinubu even bought him his ticket.
Tinubu bought him ticket for himself. Anyway, Tinubu have a bullion van.
But he has to be a governor of Bodilon alone, not Lagos.
All right, let's talk to Emmanuel in Surulere. Hi, Emmanuel.
Sandra. Sandra.
Yes.
How are they? Sandra, see, I've missed you a lot.
Where have you been?
The biggest and the most boorish, preposterous, barbaric sarcasm I've ever seen in my life is the one Governor Sanwo-Olu just said.
Okay.
Look at the whole street of Lagos, dirty everywhere. See, Sandra, before, if I'm driving in the street of Lagos, I used to be very happy because of the light, street light, you know, that kind of, in that kind of, you know, experience. But now, it feels as if I'm driving in the wilderness of darkness, Abi. How would I call it? Everywhere is so dark. No, I don't understand. No, all the roads, they are walking on the road, the whole road at the same time. And somebody came out to say he's walking, they have transformed Lagos. How? I don't understand. Some people just come and put a dirty slap on Lagosian's face. I think we are fools. See, Sandra, concerning, you say?
Yes, go ahead. I'm listening. Concerning what?
Concerning the court of appeal, you know, the judiciary system of this country, if you want to, Sandra, don't think it too much. If you think it too much, you just be having headache. You're having migraine. And see, you just be giving yourself. Don't. See, just. Because our constitution is boorish, is borderdash. Our constitution, our judiciary, our everything we have in this country is upside down.
All right, thanks for calling, Manuel. We're streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're also streaming on YouTube. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. Let's hear from you. Hello, thanks for calling.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine. Am I on to FM
99.3? 99.3, yes. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. What's your name?
Yes, I want to contribute to Sandra's program.
You are live on the show. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Kola.
Kola, welcome.
I'm calling from Lagos.
Welcome, Kola.
So what you're saying that transform Lagos is a big lie. Is that the OCD? Personal left for them in my number. Was that how OCD was when Fahima was there? Look at the old of Marina. Everywhere. I've been packed there every day. You cannot move freely. I have been taking over the whole place. My brother should just go and sit down. God will deal with all of them, one by one. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. We've not gotten to that story yet. That story is, in fact, our third story, but that story seems to have taken the day. If you just tuned in, hello to you. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. For our second story, we're not going to get into it yet because I want to take more calls. Kingsley Moghalu says that Godwin Emefiele has shown contempt for the central bank and Nigerians. That's our second story. We'll get into details of that story after we come back from a commercial break, but we have time to take a few more calls. Sanusi is in Ogun State. Hi, Sanusi.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome, sir.
How are you today?
I'm very well.
My own take is just about Governor Sanwo-Olu claiming he has transformed Lagos.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, okay.
No, I don't understand. Perhaps there is another Lagos somewhere. Can't really see the transformation.
But you're in Ogun State now. How will you see it from Ogun State?
I come to Lagos. I come to Lagos on a regular basis.
Okay.
So I can't really see the transformation. Is it the road construction is talking about? All the agora is all over the place, tormenting people. Good luck to him anyway.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Women, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. I wish I could find the hype girl so that she can read her hype, but she's unfortunately not here at this time. God will help us. let's see. We've got Young C. Ipapayala, who says, transform where? Okay. All right. We've got more messages here on WhatsApp. Emmanuel Yaya Innocent says, transform Lagos indeed. Okay. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is the Big Three, and we've talked about the Court of Appeals judgment about political appointees resigning before the primaries. Now let's talk about Mowadu, a former deputy governor criticizing Emefiele. He says that Governor Emefiele has shown contempt for the central bank and Nigerians. He is a former deputy governor of the CBN, of course. He's currently a presidential aspirant under the ADC. And he says it is unacceptable that Emefiele is in court trying to find out if he can run for president without resigning. Mogalu said, quote, "I weep for this nation with the development at the CBN. It is deeply wrong to play politics while in office. It is a violation of ethics, morals, and the law. What we are seeing is the privatization of public office for personal gains. The CBN Act is clear. Section 9 states that the CBN governor and his deputy should not engage in other employment or vocation. A vocation is something that could take up your time. It may not be a job. It may not be something you could put your hands on, but something that you have your mind and heart in apart from your duties. For the CBN governor, his heart and mind are in politics, up to the extent of going to a law court to seek support for his ambition. First of all, I want to say Nigerians have no business in rewarding this massive breach of the law, of the rule of law, because the action of the CBN governor shows contempt of the rule of law. The individual in question has been monumentally incompetent, and Nigerians should not support incompetence." End quote. Those are the words of Kingsley Mogalu, former deputy governor at CBN, current presidential aspirant. On the one hand, critics may say that, I mean, Mogalu has a vested interest in condemning Mogalu, right? Condemning Emefiele, since they may be vying for the same office, maybe. But supporters are saying that Mogalu is pointing to the law. Meanwhile, a SAN, Dr. Remy Olatubora, has said that if Emefiele attempts to run without resigning, he will galvanize Nigerians and civil society groups to file 1,000 lawsuits against Emefiele to keep him in court for 10 years. I don't know why it reminded me of that guy who shouted, 600 years! But anyways, what do you think about Mogalu's comments? Yes, you can still talk to me about our first story today. I read to you the comments of a lot of lawyers. Some of them are saying, well, I don't want to comment yet until I see the actual judgment. But some of them have shared their preliminary thoughts with me. What do you think about that judgment? And do you think that that judgment is moot at this point? Because, well, the president has directed ministers who want to run for office to resign. Resign before Monday, the 16th of May, 2022. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. If you just tuned in, we're talking about three of the biggest stories of the day. Which one do you want to talk about? We've told you about two so far. There's one more to go. 99.3, hello.
Hello. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Sandra, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, ma'am?
I'm okay. You want to talk about Lagos State transformation, though?
Yes, so, okay.
For me, the transformation is backward.
Okay.
Why I say so? Since this new government came in, it's more pains upon pains. We copy what we see abroad, then we don't have the facility to do it here. Look at, for example, Penny Roadworthiness. You have just few inspection centers, and you have many thousands of cars are in Lagos. You want to do that all the time, 2 days, you won't do anything because you want your car to be inspected. All that is money generation. Talking about roads, if you want to actually access Lagos roads, it's when it rains. Then you will know that Lagos is nothing to talk about. Talking about roads too, there is a big manhole on Gerard Road. That's the road where the deputy governor's house is. That thing has been there going for 2 months now. They won't say they've not seen it. I think you go pass it through that road too. I don't know. Why someone say has transformed Lagos, so I don't know what he's talking about. These are just my few observations which I have.
All right. Thank you very much for calling to share them. Kevin is in Sri Larry. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Sandra Ezekwesili.
Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, I greet you, my sister.
I greet you too.
Yes, I cannot agree less with Kingsley Moghalu.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of public commentators has described the move by the CBN governor as a comedy of errors. Some have said it's a theater of, you know, what it is. A lot of commentaries on this, you know, different kind of analysis. The theater of the absurd, yes, if I remember that. So it's just a complete mess. Complete mess. There's nothing more to add to what Kingsley Moghalu, he has just said it the way it is. And if some people have shame, you know, they should begin to do the needful. You know, we have all turned the whole thing into a mess. And it's a complete, it's sad for me as a Nigerian that I've never thought in my lifetime that a Ologuma or Lamed or all those CBN governors we had in those days will come out while in office and want to contest for president. It has never happened before. This is the first time I'm hearing such. Having said that, regarding your first story, you know, the analysis you said, you read that about the lawyers regarding to, you know, the man that went to court and all that. I think the statement from the presidency has overruled all that. Yeah, so I think the analysis, even though I heard what you said about one of the analysis from Libros, our friend, so if the president is saying by Monday, which is the 16th of May, that there's no need for the whole hula ballet again. Let's see what happens on Monday. And finally, Governor Sanwo-Olu, he does not deserve a second time. Whether they raise his hand up or raise it anywhere, he does not. It is clear that the Rigos is completely in a mess. So, but the ball is in our court. Let's see how it goes.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Kevin. Thank you very much for calling. MI is in Akoka. Hi, MI.
Good afternoon, Sandra Ezekwesili.
Good afternoon, MI from Akoka.
Hey, Sandra, I bet no vessel. I just gave my own. And they say, wait, am I sleeping? Or is it Lagos? I say, there's Lagos in Portugal, Lagos. I've got this same Lagos. You know, I'll give the governor benefit of doubt. He said transform. He didn't tell us from what to what.
Oh,
he had to go. Because that's why they said change. He didn't tell us from what to what. From top to bottom. Do you understand? So, I'm waiting for the governor to clarify when he says transform. As in, maybe I was not around. I just traveled. I need to be updated. This Lagos, I better go. He shocked me. I mean, I'm shaking. I said, to Lagos. Is it?
No, now, but come on now. Are we saying that there's not one thing that someone Fashola transformed?
Do you know
Lagos?
Fashola?
I know
even the visually impaired saw that Fashola worked. I will be dishonest to say that she only work, and if it work, I come and say it's not work. No, now.
But see, now he at least on Lekki Epe, at least Badore Road was fixed. The roundabout was changed from
Sandra,
a roundabout.
I know you are trying to be on your mind. I know now. If you meet me in the corridor, I know you will tell me your mind, because this is the worst. Jokes apart, this is the worst. Terrible.
Are we serious? I mean, this is a governor. This is a governor that was in charge while NSARS happened. He was a governor that was in charge during COVID.
I won't even waste my breath, Sandra. I will just play him his campaign videos. I'll play him his debate videos. He was wasting lyrical that he knows all the traffic points on car. He was rapping 16 bars. That's all I would do. I'll just show him his video.
Oh, we've lost the connection to MI there. Mrs. Owolabi is on the line. Welcome.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Owolabi. Good to have you on the show.
Well done.
Thank you.
I called because of Sanwo-Olu. Sanwo-Olu said she has transformed Lagos. I leave on 4:30 a.m. at night to get to where I'm going to. So transform Lagos to where? God will not give him that second time. Lagos goes.
Is it up to God or is it up to you? We've got Malik on the line. Malik is my special advisor.
Hello,
on Juju Matters.
Hello, Sandra.
Hello, Malik.
Your special advisor on Juju Matters.
Welcome.
What is that you've not seen so far? Not said.
Welcome.
Sandra, my Monday asked me to resign. And I thought by Monday they will appoint me.
No, you will not resign. I need your own services.
Sandra, I will not resign.
No, you will resign.
I'd rather let my 100 million go away than to resign.
Okay.
When I'm not sure of picking the ticket, I will not resign, Sandra.
Okay.
Anyway, Sandra, for Somolu, it's a pity. When the exam is over 50 and I scored 2, I think I'm not meant to take that class. Advice to withdraw. I'm telling you the truth. If you are talking about, you want to compare Somolu with other governors, Tinubu was having issue with the center. Fasola was not with the center. Ambode was with the center, but not too close to the center. But he tried his best. But yeah, with the center, with support with Almighty from the above, yes, he could not deliver. What is he telling us? I hear the horn.
He
don't work well, though. Now he's trying to one kill us, Sandra.
Malik, bye-bye. Richa is in Badore. Richa, would you also say that Sanwo-Olu has not transformed Lagos?
Sorry?
Would you also say Sanwo-Olu has not transformed Lagos?
Transformed what?
Badore Road. Badore Road was fixed now.
Sandra, see, ask one of your students that debated on Monday, Buka, how is the road of his school? How we pass him? Just ask him. He was there. He will come back next week again. Mm. Let's talk about it. Which Badore? Even okay, if he has done in Badore, does that mean he has done everywhere in Lagos State? Please, me, I've not seen anything. No, as for me, somebody has said it. He does not even deserve the second time coming back again.
Give the phone to the other person in the back. I'm hearing someone in the back. Give them. Let me hear what they're saying.
Also complaining now.
Let me hear her complaint. Give her the phone. give me your head. What did they talk?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's the problem?
In front of our house, water they always flow like, I don't know. But which Badore? Maybe another Badore. Even Greenville said before you go enter their estate, water everywhere. If you say anything they want to do, let them do.
How will it help your life? Richa and her people, thank you very much for calling. All right, this Sanwo-Olu story has stolen the day. So let's actually look at what Sanwo-Olu said. He's running for a second term, of course. And he says that his work in his first term speaks for him. He said, quote, "If I start rolling them here now, we'll be here till tomorrow. But in all phases of life, we have touched our citizens in transportation, education, health, housing, good governance, the provision of basic amenities, but more importantly, in security for our people." End quote. That's what Sanwo-Olu said. And then if you think about it with what's the word I'm looking for now? Transportation. Remember that all those last mile buses, he bought those now, Abby? And then this new taxi, what's it called again? Oh, Eco Cab. No, sorry, not Eco Cab. Lag Ride. They just brought out Lag Ride. Housing. There were some low budget houses that were built in different parts of Lagos. Health. I know that there was a big hospital that they launched in different parts of Lagos as well. You know, so the governor is saying that his administration's accomplishments in these key areas are overwhelming. Say, you know, if you talk and finish, you understand, huh? Now, again, I don't want to be the one that is saying it for the governor, because I'm not a governor spokesperson. That's Buega and Omotosho. That's not me. I want to hear from you. For each of those areas, he mentioned education, health, housing, transportation, good governance, provision of basic amenities. But more importantly, in his own words, though, he said it, but more importantly, in security of our people. So now you go tell me how far. I want you to tell me how you think the Sanwo-Olu administration has transformed that particular sector in Lagos. Transportation, let's talk about the railway, the highway network, the internal road network, the BRT system, the parks, the buses, first and last mile transport. How has it done there? Then education, let's talk about primary and secondary education. How is that going? Healthcare, primary health care, primary health centers. Well, I'm remembering the health center in Igwe from where I got my vaccine. That health center is nothing to write home about. But anyway, healthcare. So primary health centers, healthcare personnel, monitoring like Hefama. But also, I mean, you see what the Ministry of Health did during the COVID crisis. You know, they really stepped up. They really, really stepped up. They really stepped up, you know. But anyways, healthcare personnel, monitoring like Hefama. We spoke with Hefama on Monday, so that's in health. Then housing, so construction of housing, improved access to houses, maybe stuff like the monthly rental scheme. Remember, they're doing the monthly rental scheme. Good governance. Has the administration been transparent, for instance? I know that we had all of those corruption allegations against Mudashiru Obasa, and those corruption allegations, you know, died down after a while. But, you know, would you say that the Sanwo-Olu administration has been transparent? Have they followed the rule of law? Provision of amenities, how far with those ones, you know? Security, the governor said that this was the most important. So I have to ask you, Lagos, is Lagos more secure now than it was on May 28th, 2019? Only you can answer these questions, Lagos. So please talk to me. 01465-7190. That's for women. For men, 0700-993-993-993. I think we still have Shenwa on the line in Ikeja. Shenwa, are you still there?
Hello, Sandra.
Welcome. Go ahead.
I'll draw your attention to someone that's a regular caller, one of your regular callers.
Who's that?
I don't know. He likes to criticize Fashola. I don't know what Fashola has done to that man.
Okay.
He criticized him. And no governor since 1999 has performed more than Fashola. I still don't know. I know Fashola is not contesting for presidency. I don't know why that man always complains or criticize, always criticizes Fashola. So, by your topic, so someone has tried. You can't compare his performance with that of Fashola and the rest. So, if I'm to score him, let's say 100 marks, I will score him 20 out of 100.
Okay.
So,
do you think that's enough for him to come back? All right, sorry, Sean. We'll call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hi, Sandra.
How are you? What's your name?
Good, my name is Bukola.
Bukola, good to have you.
Let me tell you something. My mom lives off Badore Road.
Okay.
And she comes to see me in Ikeja.
Okay.
My mom has to leave home at 4:35 a.m.
Ooh.
If she has to get to Ikeja by 8.
Wow.
Yes. The road, I don't know what he did, because I don't know what he's called himself on Badore Road, because I kept on hearing you say Badore Road. I might not be so sure about every other place, but I know that my mom, the way she laments, and I'm sorry, I apologize and say, mommy, I'll send the driver to pick you up because I cannot go. My mom is retired, so I can say, mommy, sorry, and spend a little time in traffic. But it's my productive time that I will spend 5 hours in traffic just on that road to get to Lekki Epe Expressway. Do you understand?
Okay.
On that Adjo-Langbasa Road, to get to Lekki Epe Expressway, you will spend nothing less than 3 hours in the morning. If you want to beat it, leave home by 4:35. Whatever for. Why can't I sleep peacefully? But because I have to beat traffic and not spend 5 hours in traffic, she has to leave home at that time to be able to get to Ikeja by 8. So, I don't know, on his scorecard, he should remove Badore Road.
Okay. All
come
right.
On, eh?
But how about other ones? Maybe, you know, places in Ikeja, security. You know, he mentioned security. He said that, you know, that was the most important one. People are very safe.
I don't know the security part. I'm sorry.
Okay.
The security, because we still have theft in traffic. Yeah?
Okay.
If you say security because of this neighborhood watch, I don't get what those ones are doing. They just run out of shelter on the road.
Okay.
What's it called now? The ones in gray uniform,
they've
become another problem.
Okay.
Those ones are fast becoming a menace,
okay,
especially on Agidingbe Road.
Okay.
I really don't get it, what he says he has done.
Okay.
I don't know. Nothing. There's nothing they respond to on time. Until it's in a bad state.
How about transportation? What do you think about transportation? Has he fixed transportation? Is transportation better?
I'll say this. I don't go by public transport.
Hmm.
But, okay, I'll tell you what I see on the road.
Okay.
I see long queues waiting for BRT buses.
Hmm.
That hasn't said it, but BRT has done... That BRT hasn't done the solve the problem. It might not. It doesn't have to be solved in one day.
Mm.
I know.
Mm.
But you know, you should see progress.
Is it better now than it was in 2019, or is it worse?
No. There's no difference.
No
it's
difference.
Not worse, but I think we haven't moved.
Okay. All right. Bukola there. We've got Kolaole in Lagos. Hi, Kolaole.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, Sandra, it's just like a pity. We find ourselves in Lagos. That somebody has to say, okay, this is our governor. But we're talking about his performance. I would just say, I'll give him 5/100.
Wow.
Yeah, because the rate at which we have traffic in Lagos now is crazy. You are mentioning Badui and the rest. Some of us, most of the people living in Lagos, they are working in the main. They are living in the mainland.
Mm.
They are working in the island.
Mm.
Before you can make it to your working where you work, you have to leave your house as early as 5 o'clock if you want to get there in good time. Why you are going home? You have to face traffic. And you are saying that our health is very important. With this, how are you going to have a work life balance? It's not possible because you have spent a lot of time in the traffic. The craziest part of it is I just wonder, a road that is very, very okay, they will go there, they will go and uproot the road. The road will not be accessible anymore. It's going to cause a lot of traffic. They will leave it for months, for weeks, and they won't fix it. I don't know what someone is doing about this. I don't know. I don't know. I pray it's not going to come back the next tenor. I just pray.
Kolaole, thank you very much for calling. Interesting stuff. You know, and especially on this road point, because I know that lots of roads were closed in the 4 years that Sanwo-Olu has been governor. Incidentally, I got to Lagos. I moved to Lagos in November 2018. That's when I started working on Nigeria Info. So I've been in Lagos for as long as Sanwo-Olu has been governor of Lagos, you know. So I don't really have anything to compare him to, which is why I'm not giving my views. I'm hearing just yours, because you have been here from the Tinubu era, in fact from the Jakande era, you know, before we went to Tinubu and then Fashola and then Ambode and now Sanwo-Olu. So now you know how far. But here's the thing, we have just 3 minutes left on this segment, but not to worry, the Lagos and Sanwo-Olu conversation, we're going to continue it after the news at 6 today. After the news at 6 today, we'll come back to this conversation, because all my phone lines are blue. They're all lit. Everybody wants to talk about this particular story. The governor thinks that he has done, you know, overwhelmingly well. He says that he has transformed Lagos, but it is your Lagos. I love that the Sanwo-Olu administration is always saying Lagos, our Lagos. So it's your Lagos. You know, you're part of the hour. You're the one who's living in the transformation. So you're the one who will tell me if the governor is right. He has picked up an expression of interest form. The party members have, of course, said that he will not have automatic ticket. There's going to be primaries. But Sanwo-Olu says that the ticket that he has was bought for him by Tinubu, who himself is a former governor here in Lagos and also is vying for president. So, you know, will that weigh in? We'll see. But let me take a look at messages we have on WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Sandra, oh, please. Governor said Lagos is most secure. Tell him to go to Ketu on that bridge to experiment his security without any security going with him. Please let him tell us how much is the budget of Lagos State and what he spent Lagos money on. Miolensky with that message there. All right. Someone says... And this is quite funny and increasingly laughable for a governor who has not performed beyond people's expectation to come and say he has transformed Lagos State. I suggest... okay, I'm not going to read that particular message. Sorry. We have Alaba who says... I'm an APC member. Okay, no, that's an old message. Let me try and see the latest one here. Sandra, why are we having headache on Nigerian court judgments, especially those ones that involve politics? Don't you know majority of such judgments are what I have tagged sold and bought judgments? Look, lawyers and judges and few politicians, few civil servants are the majority of Nigeria's problems. All right, I wish we had more time to take more of those messages, but I have to take a break. When we come back, it will be time for I Beg to Differ. It's day three. We have four debaters waiting to get a chance to win 1 million naira by the end of this tournament. Don't go away.